Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm joined by Dr. Barry Taylor, the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. Good morning, Dr. Taylor.
Good morning, Dr. Stephanie.
Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to speak on a health topic I'm passionate about.
I'm thrilled. We're talking about how to have healthy skin. And, you know, I have to say, as a female, skin matters. Like, putting your best face forward. Like, I'm interested to hear how, in a healthy way, I can create better skin.
Okay, great. So the first five tips of 10 tips, I want to speak on what I call context, Dr. Steph. Context is like how we think about something. Content's what we do. And the last five tips I want to go over will be like to-do tips. But in health, context drives why we do things or how we think about things rather than just throwing something against the wall and just getting symptomatic relief. So these first five tips, I'm going to call the context of healthy skin. Okay?
Okay.
First, our skin is both the outer covering of our body. It's like the shell that's related to our image, our attitudes, our emotions, how we think about ourselves. So the first tip is for people to appreciate that our skin has different functions that protects us. You know, it's kind of like a barrier to outside things that doesn't get directly to organs or muscles. So a context of healthy skin is how to keep the skin doing a good job protecting us. You know, kind of like a roof over a house. You know, sometimes the roof has to be repaired or reshingled. That's the first tip about a place to come from in listening to the last five tips is how is the skin doing its job as a protector? Second is in Asian medicine, the skin is thought of as a third lung, a system that's been around for 6,000 years. So we breathe through our skin. We sweat, unless you don't sweat. And although our skin is like our outer body suit, it's intimately interconnected with the rest of our body. Second tip is to appreciate the skin is interconnected. It's not like just an organ in a vacuum. And the third is that this interrelationship to other organs are related as an eliminative function, not just a protective function. So the skin doesn't live in a vacuum, and the optimal functioning of our bowels and our kidney and our liver directly affects the health of the skin. So to treat the skin without looking at other organs of elimination is probably too narrow a focus. No matter what we're doing, preventing wrinkles, preventing aging, dealing with eczema, dealing with acne, if you're only thinking of the skin, like what should I do for my skin, without looking more globally, physically, holistically at other organs of elimination, might not be quite right.
Now, let's slow down there, because that could be mind-blowing to a listener. Now, for you and I, that's just obvious as holistic practitioners. But explain that a little bit more. So your skin and its whatever's going on could be a reflection of something other than just your skin.
Right. Because the skin is an organ of elimination. And if we're challenged by infectious agents, bacteria, too much exposure from the sun, hormones from outside, chicken and meat, or a woman's ovaries are making too many hormones, and the liver's not breaking it down well, you got too many toxins or pollution in the air. So the body gets compromised. And if you're not sweating, peeing, pooping, moving your bowels, if the liver's not doing a lot of its job well, I'm not saying that you've got cirrhosis. I'm not saying that someone's got hepatitis or you're on your way to liver cancer. I'm saying the liver isn't functionally working as optimally as it can. You're moving your bowels daily, but maybe what you move your bowels today is you move what you eat 2-3 days ago. Even though you don't think you're constipated, what you're moving your bowels today is what you ate 2 or 3 days ago. And so food stays in your system. You have a very what's called slow transit time. The skin then can take over the burden for what other organs of elimination are not doing. So there's the issue of protecting your skin from sun and protecting your skin from aging and protecting your skin from toxins and pesticides. But there's also, like, how is the rest of the body functioning not from a disease point of view, but from a functional point of view. And just like all sorts of self-improvement, you know, the healthy skin is related to a lifestyle. You know, healthy skin is like a commitment to performing daily regimens to take care of this incredibly large organ. You know, skincare is kind of like working out. You can't just lift weight once and expect muscles and tone to develop. You just go to the gym once and, you know, oh, where are my muscles? Healthy skin is more like cleansing the skin and taking care of it regularly. And so the last tip is about consistency. And the more consistent you are, then you can know how to keep your body radiant and youthful. And the next five tips, after we take a break, I'm going to go over real specific action steps as the listeners appreciate how important the skin is for protection, elimination, interconnectedness, and we live in this bodysuit and we need to consistently take care of it and really appreciate the job that it does.
Okay, so let's give the listeners a little bit more background, because I think that we've just blown people away, because we're not selling a lotion or potion to put on your skin to make you look gorgeous in this segment. We're talking about the overall health of the skin. Now, Dr. Taylor, you're a naturopath and you practice in Weston, Massachusetts, and your website, why don't you give that to us? Is it www.drbarrytaylor.com?
Dr. My name, barrytaylor.com.
Perfect.
Drbarrytaylor.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So give us some background on what a naturopath is and how you see the body differently.
Well, the world that we've grown up in is predominantly thought of as in an allopathic model. That's, you've got eczema, you've got psoriasis, you've got colitis, you've got asthma, you've got an allergy, you've got a headache. What can I take for that? And I'm not saying that's a bad model, but it's a disease management model. You're managing symptoms, and if you have less and less symptoms, you're okay. But people really don't go to a doctor once a year to get a physical with any tips on how to prevent cancer or how to prevent heart disease or how to die with more dignity of old age. Amazing how many people are given statin medications and still eat bacon. It's amazing how many people take shotgun medications, synthetic drugs, and don't do anything to get the organs to work better. So naturopaths go to 3 years pre-med, 4 years medical school, and there's a significant focus on functional medicine, how to optimize the organs to work better. So I can work with people who don't have anything wrong with them and evaluate their vitamins and their minerals and their essential fatty acids and their toxins and their hormones and allergies and things like that. And most of the people who seek my counsel either on Skype or come in to see me personally are either wanting to avoid medications, avoid surgery, go off their medications. They've only gotten 20, 30, 50% better, and they're clear that there's something else for their arthritis. There's something else for their weight. And how can they get healthy? Mm-hmm. So the naturopathic physician orientation is all about health promotion as opposed to how do we just get rid of that symptom, which we certainly are focused on because people can get pretty uncomfortable with their symptoms.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why we marry so well as chiropractors with naturopaths, because we come from the same place in that if your body is telling you something, it's a signal that there's an underlying problem, and the best way to deal with that is to get to the underlying problem.
Right. Right. And I have enormous respect for your profession, for you, and have taught for a chiropractic academy for almost 2 years, have been able to contribute to hundreds and hundreds of chiropractors who don't know the nutrition and the herbs and the homeopathy and the ways of detoxing and cleansing. That's part of my training. And you're absolutely right. I love the basis of what you do.
So our philosophy is to help people be well and to function better. And in today's show, if you're just tuning in, we're with Dr. Barry Taylor. He is a naturopath from Weston, Massachusetts, and an author as well, with a fantastic plethora of information available on your website, which is drbarrytaylor.com. But we are talking skin today, and we've just got a minute or two before we go into break. But again, explain the function of the skin, and when we come back from break, we'll go over some tips for healthy skin.
One main function of skin is protection. You know, we don't want things to directly affect our muscles and organs. And a second main function for people to appreciate is that it works in partnership with our colon, our kidney and bladder, our lungs, our liver. But the skin also is an organ of elimination. It helps eliminate. We breathe. The Asians think of the skin as a third lung. We breathe through the skin. And so different than 100, 200 years ago, we live in a pretty toxic environment. Pesticides, pollutants, coloring agents in foods. And your body has to process that through the liver, through the colon, and your skin helps do that either quite well or not so well.
So I have a new appreciation for the skin as you explain all that. We're going to take a break. We're here on Half Hour to Health. The show is sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic with three locations in Pembroke, in Meredith, and in Epping. You can call us at 575-9080 or find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. This month you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $25. Awesome chance to find out how chiropractic might be able to help you. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. We're here with Dr. Barry Taylor, and we will be right back here on WTPL.